This is a VFN KB success secret. Lisa Bevere lets us know most people have talents and they have knowledge, but it's grit that makes the difference between failure and success. You're going to be challenged in this, and you're also going to be encouraged. As a matter of fact, check it out. Be sure to subscribe and press alert to get new notifications of new success secrets made available on VFN TV. You got a VFN KB success secret,
yes,
right?
We have a VFN KB success secret from Lisa Bevere, and she's speaking to women. You know, we've been saying that, actually the Lord's been saying that it's the year of the women, and it's so encouraging, whether you're male, female, this can apply to you because she talks about the need to have grit. Take a look.
It's something that they have done all these studies. It is called grit. They have found out that people who have gritty behaviors or the grit factor will actually succeed more than people that are intelligent, more than people that are rich. The idea of people that have this tenacious, I will not quit, I will not be distracted, I will not be deterred, those kind of people have the chutzpah that they need to make it. But if you are going to have a grit factor that is not just this world's grit factor, but a spiritual grit factor, then you're going to have to operate by faith. And you're going to have to know who you are, and you're going to have to know how God prepares you.
That's so powerful, isn't it?
Yeah, it is powerful, because a lot of times people think that, you know, it's the intelligence or it's my training.
Right.
At the end of the day, if you don't have the grit factor, if you don't have the toughness to stick, stay, and stand, even when it stinks, it doesn't matter how smart you are, doesn't matter what degree is on the wall, doesn't matter what you know, it's in the application of what you know. And a lot of times, you know, you're in a difficult situation and where people either give up or they say, you know what, I'm going to stick in this thing and I'm going to see it all the way through.
So many people don't understand. They think because it's difficult, it must not be God. It's like, have you read the scriptures?
I mean, read the Bible.
But business in general, it takes anybody that's been successful in business, have they pressed in and they press through and they're willing to reboot and restart and restructure and to continue on because they had a passion inside of them. That takes grit to be able to do that.
Grit and faith.
Yes.
You know, faith, believing in God. What did God say over you? What did God say over the ministry? What did God say over the business?
Yeah.
And you hold on to that word and you pray over that word and you contend and you stand on it no matter what. And when you see it the least is when you have to declare it the most.
It's not only just faith. It's grit with faith, hope, and love, because grit without faith, hope, and love is like a bull in a china shop.
You'll hurt somebody.
And you're just damaging folks. And so it's those intensities of those things going. And so there was a movie years ago, and we got to go, it's True Grit. And John Wayne was in it. And it was about, you know, that he had to see, no matter what, he just pressed in. And the lady that was looking for someone hired him up to help him find that person. And she just pressed him and pressed him and pressed him. And it was all about grit. You have to push through. And success is always about that. Denzel Washington talks about, you know, hard work works. And so we see people that are successful, but we have to understand they paid a price, a grit price. That's a powerful thing from Lisa.
Yeah.
She wrote a book, We Gotta Go. It's Out of Control and Loving It.
And
if you
loving
haven't seen it, that's a powerful book. But I want to just pray for you right now. Father God, I thank you for our community. I thank you for our tribe. I thank you with us for our audience right now. We bless them, God. We thank you for the grit that they have to be able to succeed, Father God. We pray, Lord God, even right now, God, that you would visit them in their homes, Lord God, in their workplace, when they're listening, even in their cars right now, that you would touch them and inspire them, God. And we just decree and declare revival over America, decree and declare the third great awakening over America, in Jesus' name, over the world, and also that abortion has ended. We just decree it even so, in Jesus' name. God bless. Be sure to subscribe and press alert to get new notifications of new success secrets made available on VFN TV.
You know, a lot of people want to abide with the Lord, but they just don't have a plan to do it. You can request that plan today at iabide.org.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at vfntv.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.